Sexy People, it is Dave, it's Duncan, back from Metal Epidemic for another album review. And for this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new album from long-running power violence grind punks Antichrist Demon Core, also known as ACXDC. The band's new album, Goat.
The Goat!
On April 26th via Prosthetic Records. This
a
is my
weird match of labels to. No, I'm only joking. Like, spot on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these guys formed in 2003, Duncan.
All right. Been a while.
ACXDC is celebrating their 21st birthday with their new full length album, Goat.
Or the Goat?
Greatest of all time. Delving deeper into the depths of depression, more than its predecessor, 2020's Satan is King. Goat digs down into a more emotional realm than the usual absurdist concepts previously used as subject matter. Although a glimmer of biting sarcasm, self-deprecating humour and political rage rounds out the album, a solid majority deals with failure, imposter syndrome and self-doubt. Released 4 years after their Prosthetic debut, a shift in mental stability and musical aggression produces a much more cohesive, tightly wound and unnerving side to ACXDC. In November 2019, the band returned to producer Taylor Young, who recorded and mixed Satan is King as well, at the Pit Recording Studio. The album was later mastered by Brad, the sex bomb, Boatwright.
We love you, Brad.
Yes. Dylan Garrett Smith provided the goat emblem, which symbolises ACXDC's attachment to Satanism and commitment to upsetting religious nerds everywhere.
Yep. Kind of aura of Black Phillip about it. I kind of love it.
A first in ACXDC history, Goat features some of extreme music's most notable voices, with features from Henry Everett and Roger Rivandeneria. From No Mass, Alex Jones from Undeath, Elliot Morrow from Gulch, and Galax from Greenwich. So there we go. A little bit of background on the ACXDC. I was aware of this band.
All right.
not a new band.
That was going to be one of these ones for like that. Been listening to them since 2005, Duncan. Literally never mentioned them ever to you in that time, but
definitely I was aware of ACXDC. I kind of like when I was reading the press and like read that they were back, formed back in 2003. I was kind of like, "Fuck yes!" I love the commitment. Like I love the commitment for these guys. Mm-hmm. Like bands like ACXDC. Like you can also like throw in like your Pig Destroyers and your Rotten Sounds and all that as well. They've contributed so much to that scene, to the whole grindcore scene. So to see them continue to produce releases with this, like a sound that just takes no prisoners and has zero fucks to give about being a popular metal band. It's quite remarkable. But whilst they might not care about like having a sound that's popular, they certainly care when it comes to making their own kind of brand of visceral music.
I thought you were going to say, "Was they don't care about the mainstream, they care about our review." So,
well, we'll see. And I think I totally agree with what you said at the beginning there, like seeing them on a label like Prosthetic.
Oh, it's like you could almost blind it. This is the Coke Pepsi blind test of record labels.
Yeah, yeah.
You get like 10 seconds and you're like, "Prosthetic by any chance?" Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it's great. I love to see them on a label like this, who like even a band that I've been going for 21 years, and I'm sure I've got like a decent sized fan base. Mm-hmm. They've got that kind of label power behind them to help kind of introduce the new fans to the band, and it is a killer match. They are perfect for this label. Satan is King was a great first release on Prosthetic, so I was excited to hear what was going to happen on this new one, The Goat, which is, you know, like quite a ballsy name
for
an album, but I like it. I do. I genuinely think this, for me, is a step up from Satan is King.
Oh, so you would say that in their full discography, this one is the GOAT?
Could be.
Lived up to the name. I like it. I like it.
Again, like this one clocks in around 23 minutes-ish.
And how many songs would that be, Dave?
17, to be
17,
exact.
17 and 20. How many did you say, 20?
23 minutes, roughly.
23 minutes. Now, I'm no mathematician, but that must mean that no songs run over 2 minutes here.
You'd be correct there, Duncan. There we go.
And some of them must be under a minute.
Yeah.
There we go.
The last album was the same. The last album was like around 23 minutes again. So they like things short and sharp and to the point, Duncan.
Like my sex life.
Agreed. Yeah, nothing like 23 minutes, nothing outstays its welcome here at all. But I love the fact that you never really feel shortchanged either. And a lot of that has to do with the style, like grindcore, power violence. They pack a lot in. So you never really feel like there's something missing or like, or they've cut that song short or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like there's just so much going on in these tracks. And even in such a short space of time, they seem to still hit all the kind of sweet spots on this album. They come out the gate like firing with Wanna See a Dead Body. It's like rapid blast beats. You've got these kind of blistering kind of grind punk riffs. They make sure that although it's kind of fast and visceral, there's always something you can kind of grab onto throughout their mm-hmm. tracks. There's like a killer groove that kicks in about halfway through the track and just lets you kind of sink in a kind of heavy, like kind of steady headbang. But like they also, like if they start with something slower, like more on the kind of groovy side, then they'll make sure that that track is then like kind of peppered with some short bursts of speed as well as it goes on. But actually for me, I felt like riffs on the GOAT felt like an upgrade, to be honest. I found this album much more memorable than the previous one, and I think like the last album was really good. I felt like there was maybe moments where it became like a touch repetitive, where like I wasn't sure if I heard that riff already, you know, or has that been used before. But this felt like there was much more kind of distinction between the parts, and even like track to track, they felt more separate, you know, like while still like the whole album felt connected, it didn't feel like one long song either. I think there's more groove here as well than on the previous album. Tracks like the title track or Mortality Salience, which follows up, perfectly placed like in that album to give you some slow-ish kind of parts to balance things out and not just feel like you're having your brain rattled for 23 minutes. The other thing I think that is better on this one is the vocals on this release. So not only does Sergio sound absolutely fucking savage on this, like his tone is just absolutely disgusting. But he can do like multiple registers.
Yeah, he's got the tone of a man that's been put on hold for like about 2 hours and been told he's the next caller for it to finally start ringing and then hang up.
Yeah, he's absolutely.
He's just like, oh man, I feel it in my bones, man.
He's raging with life. But then when you throw in like a few extra guests in here as well, then there's like that like kind of variance in different tones. It makes the whole kind of album a lot more interesting. And like Definition of Insanity, I think has two guests, I think. And it's fucking awesome. Like, especially when they start to layer the vocals up, you get this like full on kind of vocal attack. It's like dogs barking almost.
That track starts off with a guitar riff and these kind of peppered kind of, it's like percussive kind of tom build-ups, and it honestly sounds like the sort of build-up to a song Slipknot wish they could write.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go on a limb and say there's probably not 9 members of this band.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's infinitely fucking heavier. I was just like, oh yeah, bastard, wait for the drop.
Musically, even though this sits within like a genre that's fast and visceral, a lot of grind bands do sound like something quite kind of ragged about a lot of kind of grindcore mm-hmm. bands, just like down to how fast they're playing at times. But I feel like with ACXDC being a band that have been playing together for such a long time, they don't really have that issue. This is really tight for a grind band. And it still has that like kind of grindy like explosiveness to it, but it never feels messy either. Even when they get into something like Expired, which is the closing track, has a slightly kind of sludgier feel, it still sounds very locked in. For me, that one of the main highlights on this one was the production. And it's weird, it's the same production team as Satan is King. But I kind of preferred the overall kind of tone they went for on this one. It's a much more crisp sounding production.
Yeah, 4 years between albums, you said.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, that comes with just trying at different things, experience as a producer, new tech maybe.
Yeah. So you've got like the Satan is King, which was like the kind of more like slightly sludgier, kind of thicker, more kind of dank kind of sound to it. I feel like Goat is a bit punchier, has a bit more kind of snap to it overall. And I think it suited their sound much more in this release. It hit a bit harder for me. But it's cool that they've opted to go for a different kind of vibe production wise. I love the fact they're still thinking about like elevating that side of it, and not just going for like, oh well, what worked in the past, you know, we'll just do the same thing again. Yeah, I think like when you talk about grindcore and power violence, people tend to name drop bands like Pig Destroyer first. And for good reason, like those guys are absolute legends.
We've just seen them live recently, and yeah. I mean, if you're gonna then
yeah. But to be honest, I hope that like from this new release from ACXDC, I hope it kind of pushes their name a bit further up the list, because they are like really fucking good at what they do. As I said before, I'd heard of the band. I was familiar, you know, with the band name. I hadn't really kind of gone in on them before, but I'm definitely gained a new fan in me. I really enjoyed this one. What about yourself? What did you think of The Goat?
So when I was listening to this, I kind of started laughing a little bit, because I was thinking, if I was going to give a... I don't often do this, but if I was going to say to the band, feel free to use this line to sell your album. Here it's coming. This to me is the Shiv in the prison showers of grindcore. This is like, honestly, it's so like, you watched that prison movie, Dave, one or two. I can see it in your eyes. When someone gets shivved in the showers, it's never in and out. It's fucking like that. It's like 17 stabs in a second, and then you're at the showers and back in your cell. And, oh, what's happened? What's the commotion? That's what this album is. It is so ferociously violent.
Yet
the precision on it is just ridiculous. You talked about the production. What I love about the production on this is it retains a huge amount of raw savagery without losing any definition. And that's integral to their sound. I think those the bits like when you're doing Definition of Insanity, where, like I mentioned before, it has this big build up and it's just really fucking groovy riff, which is like very different from a lot of riffs around it before it then kicks into the blistering fast grindcore savage power metal shit, or power violence, sorry. Before you get that, right, I can hear every instrument clear as a bell, and even when it kicks into the fast stuff, I can hear every instrument clear as a bell. Yet it doesn't sound like someone's been like fine tuning and then, you know, going through and like set. Like, it just sounds as a very live, raw, stuck in a room with these guys. It is the you know, you think I'm stuck in here with you, nah, you're stuck in here with me sort of album. When you put it on, it's very difficult to switch off. Also, the fact it has a relatively short runtime, it's very difficult to switch off. I actually think the composition on the album of where they place the tracks is borderline genius. I have listened to grindcore stuff in the past where, and it's not my favourite genre, but I have felt at times where songs very easily bleed into each other. And after about four or five songs, I'm like, so we're on track two, or track seven, right? Because they flow right in. The way, and you mentioned it before, the way that they will put an adjacent song, which will either start like so much faster or have a bit of build. And when I say a bit of build, None of the songs on here have more than like a 10 second build, right?
Yeah.
The fat has been well and truly cut off this one here. This is all meat, right? Yeah. And like all the way through, this is pure protein, right? No fat. And I kind of love it for that. Once again, there's no ears or graces, no frills. I mean, even when you listen to Pig Destroyer, Pig Destroyer will experiment in atmosphere and tone to evoke a feeling before they then drop the bomb. These guys don't do that at all. And as a result, I didn't feel as kind of ill as I do listening. Pig Destroyer will make me feel ill if I listen to a full album in the best possible way. It's just the way they layer tones and textures and lyrical content. These guys don't do that. I just feel the ferocity of it. I feel myself being captured up, but I don't feel angry listening to it either. I just feel like, fuck's sake, all the way right through it. There are some truly awesome moments in this album where like the riffs just seem to keep coming, like as if it's nothing. Oh, you like that riff? We'll try this one. You like, oh, let's try this one. Like Mortality Salience is just a fucking beast of a song, and then it like cleverly goes into At Midnight, which just ramps things up before Into the Void, which is the first of the short songs on here. It's like 52, 53 seconds, and it is an absolute belter of a track. And then you're like, all right, well, the next one must go long. And it doesn't. It's like, it's a couple of, it's maybe about 20 seconds longer than the previous track. And you keep it in there all the way through. I love this. I think it's really, really, really well put together. I think it does exactly what I was kind of hoping it was going to after getting through Wanna See a Dead Body, knowing how long the album's runtime was. I was kind of hoping we were going to get variations on a theme throughout this one, and that's what they do. They, I think, show the best levels of musicianship that the band have at all different aspects, and it doesn't surprise me that they've been on the go 20-plus years, because it kind of sounds like they've got a real strong mastery of their craft. They know exactly what it is they want to do, and they don't seem to get bogged down in needless detail. And as a result, you are almost getting like a greatest hits album. You could say the greatest of all time. It does feel like that. It feels like every song here has been pinpoint picked to deliver exactly what you need from it, exactly what you need from the riff. And the last point you mentioned, it vocals, I absolutely adore the vocals on this one. There is this kind of like paint peeling visceral scream that this guy has got, a tone which is so savage that I feel painful listening to it. But it's measured and it's very well controlled. Very, very easy to lose control in that register and your voice to start break or start squeaking at places. It maintains that tone all the way through. The addition of the gang vocals and backing vocals and guest vocals are fucking awesome as well. It just adds a little level of detail that just makes the tracks further stand out. This to me is as concise and as direct as I would want an album list to sound, and I had a ball listening to it. That was really good.
Nice. So, finally, scores for GOAT. I mean, like, it's no frills, you know, grindy, punky power violence that will strip the skin from your bones. There's no, like, real crazy surprises or like deviations from the sound, but I think kind of like Iron Monkey, like we reviewed them a couple of months back, they know their sound and they know what they'll continue to do going forward. That being said, I think this is a better album than the last ACXDC album, so it's satisfying to hear them still improving like 21 years on.
You don't have to change your sound to improve your sound.
No, you know what
I
mean?
I think some bands get lost into the, you know, we've been on the go for 15 years, here's a new metal song, and you're like, really? is that the road we want to go down? Like, refining your craft, I think, is just as meritable in a band as trying to reinvent your sound.
Not a lot to really pick apart here. Probably a pretty high score for me. I'm going to go 4.5 on this one. Enjoyed it. Hope it yourself.
Marginally below you, I'm a 4 on this one. I think it holds together really well. It kind of invites you to go back and listen to it like again and again. It's a super, super quick listen. And yes, it's savage, but it's not savage to the point that it's unbearable to listen to. If anything, this one strikes a balance which is surprisingly measured for this genre. So yeah, 4 for me.
Nice. So that is ACXDC Goat, out on April 26th on Prosthetic Records. Links below to the band, to the pre-order. Check it out, let us know what you think. That is the review. Thank you for checking it out. And the review is shorter than the album, so go and have a listen.
That might be a first for us.
Yeah, it could be. That's a review.
So
thanks
let's
for checking
pad
out.
Some time now, David. How's your day been, David? You know
what, it's been, what did you have for dinner, by the way? Anyway, catch you on the next review. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.